of ages cleft for me. Do 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 do. It was a stylish congregation. You can see they've been around. And they had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over there in Amen Corner of that church sat Brother Iyer. And he insisted on every Sunday singing in the choir. His voice was cracked and broken. Age had touched his vocal cords. And nearly every Sunday he'd get behind and miss the words. Well, the choir got so frustrated, the church was told and crying, "Brother Iron, well, stop his singing or the choir was gonna resign." So the pastor appointed a committee. I think it was three or four. And they got into the big, fine car and drove up to Iron's door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting there in an old armchair in the summer's golden beams. Laid up on his snow-white hair, said York, "We're here with the vestry's approbation to discuss a little matter that affects the congregation. Now it seems your voice has interfered with the choir. So if you would just lay out there, are you listening, Brother Iyer?" Well, the old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear. And on his cheek, the three men caught the glitter of a tear. His feeble hands pushed back the locks, white as silky snow. And he answered the committee in a voice both soft and low. "I wonder if beyond the tide that is breaking at my feet, in that far off heavenly temple where my master and I shall meet, yes, I wonder if when I try to sing the songs of God up higher, I wonder if they'll kick me out up there for singing in heaven's choir." A silence filled the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went on back to town, but Brother Iron was dead. The choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgotten. A few churchgoers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away, his voice is sweet and he sings his heart's desire, where there are no church committees and no fashionable choirs. Let me hide myself in thee. Do-do-do.
As I read the Bible, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." I can't find anywhere in there where it says, "Make a pretty noise unto God." And you know what? God would rather you sing from your heart than not sound pleasing everybody. But it's like I ain't trying to please anybody. Because I can't please everybody. I just want to please Jesus.
That's right.
How about you?
Yeah. I had a man once tell me, he said, "The Lord
I want everybody to be welcome here that wants Jesus. And if they don't want Jesus, we're just going to love them anyway. But we're just going to keep welcoming them. And they don't have to dress the way they say. They don't got to look like us.
Amen.
You know, years ago, I did the suit and tie, the wingtip shoes, and all of that. God told me, when we started one of the last churches, he said, "Are you going to get that? What do you want me to wear in church?" As the preacher, he said, "I want you to wear, a button up shirt." He said, "If you get comfortable on the outside, it'll help other people get comfortable on the inside. Now, if you want to wear a dress, go ahead and dress all up. That's fine. There's nothing really wrong with that. If you dress up, that's fine. Go get dressed up. But you know what? I don't ever want to make people feel uncomfortable like they have to dress up or whatever. So much comfort on their barefoot. Okay? I might get covered up.
Thank you.
Well, God, we come to you today. We confess that you are God.
Yeah.
We are not.
That's right.
We ask you to come to fight for us, God.
Is our God a bulwark never failing? Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. But still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and with cruel hate, on earth is not his evil. If we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. But God's put the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. You ask who this may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord of the Sabbath is His name. From age to age the same, and He must win the battle. No thanks to him abides. Spirit and the gifts are ours through Him who with us sided. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. Your gospel, O Lord, is the hope of our nation. You are alone. It's the power of God for our salvation.
Lord.
Yes.
We break it off in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We say, break it off. 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 And show your
this be the generation. Thank you. know what this painting's about? It's God looking through the stained glass window of religion, saying, let my people go so they can worship me. He wants a relationship. It doesn't matter what you do. It matters if you know Him. Salvation is to know Him. Have a relationship. He wants to love you. He wants you to love Him. It's not about whether you go to church, teach Sunday school, pay your money. Those are good things, but they won't get you into His heart. He died and took your sin so that you could know this holy God that loves you. Do you want to know Him? Do you want to know Him? We're going to keep on playing, but if you don't know Him, just walk up forward today and let one of our ministers, they got a badge, their minister, let one of our ministers help you meet Him today.
Drink water, but you can put the salt in his mouth to make him thirsty. We can't make our children worship the Lord, but we can love them. We can partner with God to woo them. Ephesians 4 says that every family in heaven and on earth has derived its name from the Lord. Its name, its identity, where, what its purpose is, what it's made for. God doesn't want individuals as much as He wants a family. The family of God, the biological family, He wants a family. He wants a church. A church is a group. Just Home Into Lone Rangers. He wants a group. He wants our houses to be houses of prayer. So what he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer among the nations. That means that his group of people, his family, in unity comes together to pray, to lay down their own agendas and to ask for God's will to be done. But it starts foundationally with where you live and the people with whom you live. So God, we ask that you grant us repentance in the places where we have pushed your children away by how we have lived our lives. And we ask, Lord, that you come and change those areas of our lives, that you would help us to want to lay down our lives for other people, that we would fulfill the purpose for which you put us in the particular group of people that you've put us in our families at home, in this church family, and that we would fulfill the name that you've given us. Fulfill it. Come into it. Cooperate with you, Lord. And primarily, Lord, I'm asking today that you would teach our children to worship you, and that we would be cooperating with you, teaching them, loving them on the daily choices that we make. As we walk by the way, as we sit down, as we rise up, like Deuteronomy says, we would live lives that would be the salt that would make them thirsty for you. Song says, let the place that we live be called a house of prayer. Yes.
Father of creation, unfold your sovereign plan, unleash a chosen generation that will march through the land. All of creation for your unveiling of power. this be the hour, and let your glory fall in this room. Let it go forth from here to the nations, and let your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to see your face. Ruler of the nations, the world has yet to see the full release of your promise, the church in victory. Turn to us, Lord, and touch us. Make us strong in your mind. Overcome our weakness, that we could stand up and fight. And let your glory go forth from here to the nations, and let your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to seek your face. And let your glory fall in this room. Let it go forth from here to the nations, and let your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to seek your face. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let us see on earth the glory of your Son. Let it go. Your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to see your face. Let your kingdom come, God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let us see on earth the glory of your Son. Let your glory fall in this room. Let it go forth from here to the nation. And let your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to see your face.
Many years ago, during the Vietnam War, a young soldier lost his life by saving many others. One soldier carried the memory of this young man with him and the memories before his death because they were very close friends. They would sit in their foxhole and tell each other about their families. The young soldier said that his father liked to collect many rare and priceless paintings. This gave the soldier an idea. He knew what he was going to do then. He went one day to his friend's father's house and knocked on his door. The father soon answered the door, and a stranger stood before him. The father asked if there was anything that he could do to help him with, or did he need anything. The former soldier then asked him if he was the father of his past friend and fellow soldier. The man answered, "Yes, I am." The young soldier then explained to him how his son saved the lives of many soldiers, and how he carried his son when he was shot through the heart and died. Then he said, "Yes, it was a very tragic day, and a long time ago." "What does this have to do with today?" the father asked. "Why are you here?" The young man then said, "I would like to give this present to you. Your son said you collect rare paintings." The father took it and realized it was a portrait of his son. He was overwhelmed with joy and said, "This is the best painting he ever received." He had many famous paintings, but none could compare to this one. He offered the young man money or anything he wanted. The young man replied, "No, he paid the price for it when he died, so I need nothing." Sometime later, the father became ill and passed away. Soon his famous paintings were up for auction. Many rich people were gathered there, for they wanted to buy his collection of rare and priceless paintings. The auctioneer then started with a painting of his son. He started the bidding with $100. No one wanted to bid on it. Very soon, the audience quickly started to complain. "Bring on the rare paintings," they were yelling. They wanted to bid on the more valuable pictures in his collection. People were saying that his son's portrait was of no value, to put it aside until last. From the back of the audience, there stood up a lady. She explained that she was the man's housekeeper and that all the money she had was $10. If she could buy the portrait for that much money, she would. The audience started yelling again for the auctioneer to just sell it to her and get on with the bidding of the other paintings. So the housekeeper bought it for $10. Then the auctioneer promptly announced that the auction was now over. Everyone became upset and wanted to know why. The head auctioneer then explained that he had to keep part of the auction secret because an agreement was made before time in his will. His orders were that whoever buys my son's portrait receives everything I have. Those who did not accept my son's portrait receives nothing. Friends, that is God's way of love for us. If we receive his son, we will receive everything. If we do not receive his son, we will receive nothing. God wants us to receive his son so we can have everything.
Loves like a hurricane, I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are, and how great your affections are like a hurricane, and I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. It loves us, oh how he loves us, oh how he loves us, oh how he loves us. You love us, God, and you love us, oh how you love. His portion, and he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. And if grace is an ocean and we're all sinking, then heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and the heart turns violently inside my chest. Oh, ocean of love, ocean of love, God. God, we're swimming in your love, God. God, overwhelm us. Send wave after wave of your mercy.
Yeah.
who's jealous for you. But what's he jealous of? What is it that has your heart? Does something have your heart? God keeps giving me the word this morning, repent. 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 Do you know what that word means? It means to turn away from, forsake, whatever it is that has your heart. Turn to God. Choose God. Choose God. The goodness of God leads to repentance. The goodness of God, His love for you. It's so sad. Some of you aren't getting these waves. You're not getting these waves. You're not feeling that love. You're not experiencing that this morning because you haven't given Him your heart. You haven't repented. What owns your heart? What owns your heart this morning? Repent. 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 Jesus came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom, you're right there. You're in it this morning. The kingdom of God is filling this room. But are you in it? It's at hand. It's close. It's here right now. You can step right into it if you repent. You know. You know. You know what you need to repent of. You know what it is that's holding you. Fear, pride, money, some person. What is it? Repent. Repent right now. His presence is here right now. When you go out that door, His presence may lift. You can't come to Him when you want. You come to Him when He draws you. Is He drawing you this morning? Is He drawing you this morning? Repent. Repent. The Word says that many repented and were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were baptized and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Some of you say you prayed a prayer. I prayed a prayer. I asked Jesus to come in my heart and take my sin. But did you repent? Did you even get baptized? Or you didn't feel like doing that because it's embarrassing? Some people think that they're saved because they prayed a prayer, because they went to church, because they did something. It's not about what you do. It's about Him. It's about what He did for you. You can't stop being a sinner. There's only one payment, the pure, innocent blood of Jesus. Repent. God is begging, pleading, weeping that some people here this morning would repent. Turn to Him. Come to Him. There's some of you here this morning. He wants to give you something. He wants to give you the filling of His Holy Spirit. You've already accepted Jesus. You've already believed in Him and trusted in Him. In Luke 11, verse 9, it says, I say unto you, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. If a son would ask bread of any of you that is a father, would he give him a stone? If he asked him for a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, would he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Have you received His Holy Spirit since you believed? When you accepted Jesus, you were sealed with His Spirit. But have you received the filling, the baptism, the immersion of His Holy Spirit? All you have to do is ask. If you're ready, If you want that, all you have to do is ask. I want you to just ask Him, God, is there something? Is there something holding me back? Tell me what it is, and I'll give it to you. What is it that owns my heart, my time, my thoughts? I'll give it to you today. I choose you today. Repent. This morning, right now, it's your chance to repent.
Chased out the door. By the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you.